Gunners and Alley when you wake up.
Waking up next to
Gunners and Alley, the perfect blend for breakfast.
91.7 The Wave.
Good morning, good morning. Happy day to you.
Wow, a song and a coffee as I get into the door. This is a fantastic morning so far.
Doesn't get much better than that, does
That's
it?
That's the way to start your Monday. Taylor Swift has released a Christmas song and it's adorable. You know that she grew up on a Christmas tree farm, right?
I do now.
And her job was to pick the praying mantis off the trees. So cute. Well, the song reflects her childhood surrounded by Christmas trees and snow, and the music video is full of her actual childhood videos. It's adorable. And the song, well, it's called Christmas Tree Farm.
Taylor Swift is winning all round, actually, as Forbes have just released their list of the top-earning musicians for 2019, with Taylor sitting at number one with 185 million, beating out Kanye West, who came in second with 150 mil. Ed Sheeran is at number three with 110 mil, the Eagles at four with 100 million, and Elton John coming in at number five with $84 million.
And that's US as well, so it's even more Australian dollars. Harry Styles' latest single, Adore You, has been getting quite a lot of attention, but it's more for his eccentric music video about a boy, Harry, who lives on a strange island and is shunned because of his blindingly beaming smile. He makes friends with a fish and it just gets weirder from there. Money.
What do you think?
Don't mind it. Groovy beat.
Eddie Murphy stopped by The Ellen Show to talk about his new movie, Dolomite Is My Name, which is creating Oscar buzz, the Coming to America sequel, and his return to stand-up, plus his 10 children.
Does it seem like a lot to you, or does that seem okay?
No, it seems okay. It's funny the reaction the audience gives. Men kind of look at me like, he's crazy. How much did that cost? And women is kind of like a... There's something sexy about it, I think.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy must be doing his thing.
Yeah.
Murphy be getting it in.
Yeah.
And we have our first look at Gal Gadot in Wonder Woman 2. Fast forward to the 1980s as Wonder Woman's next big screen adventure finds her facing two all-new foes, Max Lord and the Cheetah. But there's a familiar face from the past. Yep, somehow Chris Pine's character Steve Trevor has found his way to the future. A new era of wonder begins.
We all have our struggles. Have you ever been in love? A long, long time ago.
That's Blue Monday, New Order. Came out in 1983.
Well, this movie's set in 1984. Well,
there you go.
Mm. Welcome to the future. All you need is to want it.
Wonder Woman 1984 opens June 5th in 2020.
And Carol Spinney, the puppeteer and voice behind Sesame Street's Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch, has died. He voiced the two iconic characters from 1969 up until just last year. Carol Spinney was 85.
Thanks to Spill the Beans Cafe at Seascapes.
Entertainment news with Gunners and Ali.
Have yourself... Wrong key. Have yourself a merry Celtic Christmas. Win a double pass. That's right. My song.
Or you could be just say, have yourself a very Celtic Christmas, win a double pass.
Same thing, close enough.
You said it a little differently. If you'd love to go along to this, though.
You're having Mandra a go at my song. I put a lot of work into that, haven't you?
No, you didn't.
Okay. I sort of.
2 minutes?
A minute?
See? A very Celtic Christmas is going to be absolutely amazing, way better than what we just did there. So if you'd love to go along and see this at the Mandra Performing Arts Centre, it's happening this Sunday at 2 o'clock. Call up now and we'll give you a double pass to go see it. It's absolutely amazing and it is the first time it's come to WA as well. Back in Australia by popular demand, but here in WA for the first time. And you can do and sing along to lots of the carols. Who wants to go along? Call up.
I reckon my singing was pretty good.
You need to listen back.
It's time to give away the first of five double passes to a Celtic Christmas this Sunday at Manpack. 91.7 The Wave, good morning.
Yes, I'd like a pass to the Celtic Christmas.
Rather straight to the point. Well, would you like to tell us your name first?
Vicky.
Hey, Vicky. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
You're even better now because you know what? You're the first caller through.
Oh, excellent.
Now, do you have any Irish connections in your family, Vicky?
I'm Scottish.
Scottish, okay.
So not too far away. You can wave at them from across the glen.
Absolutely.
Well, Vicky, you are going off to check out A Celtic Christmas, so congratulations. It's happening this Sunday at the Mandurah Performing Arts Centre.
Terrific. Thank you.
Ali's Random Facts.
With almost 2 weeks to go before Christmas, it's time to roll out some Christmas facts.
Really?
Yep. Did you know that in 16th century Germany, Christmas trees were originally decorated with food, such as apples, nuts and dates?
But probably not meat.
No, not meat. Unless you're Lady Gaga.
Yeah, that's right. She had that meat dress. Jerky dress.
Meat jerky on the tree?
Yeah.
Imagine that in my house. My dog Pepper would rag that tree down in a second.
Meat jerky decorations. No thanks.
We'll just stick to candy canes.
Let's do that. It's Monday. Where did the weekend go? Anyway, my turn to do the hard word, and today's word is filibuster.
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 Cool.
Do you want me to spell it?
Nah, just give me the options.
Okay, is it A, delaying tactic that politicians sometimes use, B, a sand-based cleaning agent, or C, a way to scam money? You've got no idea, have you?
I've got no idea. It's a very cool word. I have heard this word before, but I just can't place where it is. I'm going to go politicians.
You sure?
Yeah.
Don't want to think about it for a little bit more?
Nah, it's Monday. Don't make me think. Put me out of my misery.
Well, had you said a sand-based cleaning agent, you would have been... wrong. Had you said a way to scam money, you would have been wrong again.
So I got it right.
You got it right.
It was tugging on the fronds of my memory.
It's been in the news lately. I'll put it in a sentence. While the voluntary euthanasia bill was being discussed in WA's parliament, a couple of politicians were filibustering so as to delay or prevent a decision.
That's such a great word to describe politicians.
Have Gunners and Ali whenever you want. Podcasts at 917thewave.com.au.